in the same time it takes it to rotate around the sun. So the Quranic version of the story of creation is the authentic one, while the one mentioned in the Bible is the corrected one, the one corrected by Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that Quran is muhaiminan. It is overruling every scripture that came before it. And it came to correct the tahrif, the changing that al-Yahud and the Christians did to the scripture. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. No sleep overtakes him, no slumber. Ibn Kathir, he mentions a story in his tafsir regarding this ayah. He says, Banu Israel, they came to Musa and they asked him, does Allah sleep? So the angels came to Musa, alayhi salam, and they told him, we want you to stand up at night holding with you two bottles. And we don't want you to sleep. So Musa alayhi salam is standing up at night, holding these two bottles in his hand. He's standing up. Now the angels have told him not to sleep the night before. So Musa alayhi salam was very tired. So he's standing up holding these bottles and he's trying to keep awake. The first third of the night passes by. Second third, he dozes off real briefly, but he wakes up fast. He's still holding the bottles. Towards the third night, he was losing control. So he fell asleep. He just collapsed. And the two bottles in his hand fell down and broke. They were shattered. Shattered glass. So the angels came to Musa alayhi salam and told him, oh Musa, tell Bani Israel that if Allah Azza wa Jal would sleep, then the heavens and earth would fall down and break like these two bottles broke. Allah Azza wa Jal does not sleep. Allah Azza wa Jal is running the affairs of the universe day and night, every single moment of the day. Because everything, the survival of everything depends on Allah Azza wa Jal. Our life, our existence is dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator. We cannot sustain ourselves. If Allah Azza wa Jal withholds our breath, if Allah Azza wa Jal stops your heart from beating, if Allah Azza wa Jal makes you go through a brain failure, you're over with, you're dead. Now that's just on the level of an individual. Look at how many creation Allah Azza wa Jal has created on the face of the earth, and then look at all of the planets and stars that exist in the universe. Allah Azza wa Jal is al-Hafidh. He is the protector of everything. So Allah Azza wa Jal cannot sleep and he cannot rest. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is the can intercede in his presence except as he permits? Shafa'ah is one area where, if you would look at the religions before and even among deviant sects in Islam, Shafa'ah is carried too far. So for example, there is a belief among some Jews that the great 70 elders, rabbis, are going to judge humanity on the Day of Judgment. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them the authority to judge among humanity. And these are the supposed to be the ones who wrote At-Talmud. So this is carrying the shafa'ah too far. Or some deviant sects among the Muslims would say that so and so person will intercede for you and get you into Jannah. He has the keys to paradise. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that there's a limit on shafa'ah. It is true that shafa'ah takes place, but it is Allah that permits it. It happens by the will of Allah. So no one, even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can intercede and appeal for anyone unless Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gives him that permission. And the shaheed cannot intercede for anyone unless Allah gives him that permission. And the awliya of this ummah cannot intercede, and the sadiqeen cannot intercede, the siddiqeen cannot intercede, and the salihin cannot intercede unless Allah gives them that permission. So shafa'ah happens, but it is controlled by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it is He who gives the permission. Now there are two types of shafa'ah. There's a shafa'ah al-uzma and a shafa'ah al-sughra. There's a major shafa'ah and a minor shafa'ah. The major shafa'ah belongs to no one but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The minor shafa'ah can be given to others. What is the major shafa'ah? The major shafa'ah is when all of humanity will be begging and urging the anbiya of Allah to intercede on their behalf and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to start the proceedings of the Day of Judgment. People have suffered from the heat of the sun. They've been waiting for years and years and years. So they would go to the anbiya and say, ask Allah to start the judgment, even if we're going to go to hellfire. We want to get it over with it. Because of the suffering and pain of the Day of Judgment. So this belongs to no one but Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The minor shafa'ah is the shafa'ah that reduces the punishment of someone in hellfire, like the shafa'ah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his uncle Abu Talib. Since he's a kafir, no shafa'ah can take him from hellfire to Jannah, but the shafa'ah can reduce his punishment within hellfire. It's also the shafa'ah that is done for family members, like what the shaheed would do for 70 of his family. This is called the shafa'ah al-sughra, the minor shafa'ah. And that's given to anbiya, and it's given to salihin, and it's given to shuhada. مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows what is ahead of you and what's behind you. What He knows, what appears to His creatures as before or after or behind them. So Allah knows what is ahead of you and what's behind you. In other words, Allah knows the past and Allah knows the future. We follow a linear time. For us, time is divided into past, present, and future. What has already happened is past. You cannot bring it back. And the present is what is happening now. The future is something that you cannot control. So, and you are walking through this line, and you cannot go back or ahead. There's no back to the future in this line. You have to follow it straight ahead. You cannot stop. You cannot increase your speed. You cannot walk back. You are forced to follow this line. But Allah Azza wa Jal, is He binded by that? To Allah Azza wa Jal, since He is the one who created time to start with, for Allah Azza wa Jal, the past, the present, and the future are all in front of Him. He equally knows the past, the present, and the future. Equally. So Allah is not controlled by this linear time. Allah Azza wa Jal can see the future just as He can see the past. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed some of His creation to get a glimpse of the past and the future. So it's an exception to the rule. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Jannah, he visited paradise. And he came back to dunya and he said, "Oh Bilal, I heard your footsteps in Jannah." Where was Bilal at the time? Bilal was walking on the face of the earth. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I was hearing your footsteps in Jannah. Bilal, what is it that you do? Bilal said, after every wudu, I would pray two rak'ah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw an event in the future. He saw something that is going to happen thousands of years down the line. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw it in front of him. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw some of the events of the Day of Judgment, when he saw the people who deal with interest, and he saw the shuhada in this palace, and he saw these either could be events that are happening now, but they also could be something that is in the future, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has shown Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw some of the mushrikeen in hellfire, he was actually seeing the future. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is not controlled by this linear passage of time. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows what is in front of them and what's behind them. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. And you only know what Allah allows you to know.